Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. And Mayor John Southers is here. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers is here. Very important person. Good morning, Mayor. It's great to see you.
Renee, good to be here, as always.
Are you ready for the first snow of the season?
It's going to be a little traumatic, especially when I guess today and tomorrow are wonderful. And
right.
Then we're going to have a 50-degree drop in temperature.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. And I haven't got my sprinklers blown out yet, so I'm a little concerned about that.
Right.
I called them and they said, get in line. we'll be by, you know, sometime in late October. So Hopefully we won't have any lines freeze in the meantime.
You know, that's why everybody needs to put in those self-draining, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah, but I have found you're probably better off blowing it out anyway.
Well, there you go then. See, I learn something every day, Mayor.
Yep.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. Timing couldn't be more perfect because yesterday you presented and released and sent to City Council the city's 2020 budget.
You know,
and there
Renee,
was a bit of an increase.
Yes, well, Renee, okay. What I like to say is two important things happen on the first Monday in October every year. The United States Supreme Court goes into session, and the mayor of Colorado Springs presents the budget to the City Council. There may be a few other things, but among those are those two.
Right.
By city charter, the mayor has to present a balanced budget to the City Council on the first Monday of October of every year, and that's what happened last year, or this year, yesterday, as it does every year. The city's in good shape. Economic times are good, but we're trying to take advantage of that by adding police and fire, as I indicated to our citizens we needed to do. We are in a five-year process. We're in the third of 5 years to add 120 police officers and 32 firefighters, and that's, of course, over and above any attrition that we have. These are actually new positions. That's expensive.
Yeah.
But we're making good progress. At the end of 2020, we'll have hired 93 of the 120 new police officers, and we'll have hired 24 of the 32 firefighters. So I feel very good about the progress we're making. I feel great about the fact that the citizens have cooperated in this effort by allowing us to not have to divert a whole bunch of money for stormwater legal issues by approving a stormwater fee. And that's what's allowed us to do this and get more police and fire on the street. So that between hiring those new police officers and firefighters and paying them, keep in mind, you know, last year about maybe half of the 53 that we hired, you know, most of them came on at different times of the year. All of a sudden those are now on the payroll full-time for the whole year. You got to buy cars for them. You got to buy equipment for
gear,
them. I think last time I heard it cost about $23,000 to fully equip a police car with all the equipment and all that kind of stuff. That's over and above the car. So it's a very expensive proposition, but it needed to be done, and I'm really pleased that we've been able to make that progress.
And with I also noticed in the budget layout that also equipment, like you mentioned, and that's also for fire as well. So 8 new sworn firefighters.
Yeah, plus.
And that equipment as well.
And a ladder truck for the fire department, which we're buying a new ladder truck.
Because their equipment is kind of getting a little, or they're kind of tracking it, right?
Oh, we track it all the time. And but it's very expensive equipment. An engine is $500,000, and a fire truck or a ladder truck is $1 million. And this budget has a new ladder truck in it.
That's incredible. And then 8 new fire. So that'll be the next class, or no, this is, next
that's
year's
exactly
class.
That's exactly right, yeah.
That's
yeah.
great. Okay. And so that's the biggest part of the budget, like you said. And then also we're talking about additionally in the budget, and this has been a very important as well, the park maintenance. I know during the recession, Mayor, a lot of the stuff with the parks just kind of had to go to the sidelines.
Went to hell in a handbasket, as we say, yeah.
Right. And so the focus has had to kind of come back around, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And the fact of the matter is, even this many years out of the recession, our general fund expenditures in parks aren't what it was. Now, parks is a complicated budget. Less than half of it is general fund. A lot of grant revenue comes in, things like that. Conservation trust money and various programs. But the fact of the matter is, and I'm not the only one that thinks this, I think most people that are knowledgeable about our parks. Our problem at this point is not how much parks space we have, not acquisition. It's maintaining what we have. And I've been working with the council to increase parks maintenance over the last couple of years. We made some good progress. This year's another $400,000 towards that. Mm-hmm. And it's not, frankly, hard to identify where that's coming from. The cable franchise fee goes up this year from 4.5% to 5%, and that $400,000 is basically the money that's produced by that increase. And the council and I kind of made a handshake deal a couple years ago that any increases there would go to parks.
Okay. And isn't that even one of the, and we're going to talk about the upcoming November ballot, but isn't there even a issue on there to try and retain funds from Tabor to help go to parks?
Yes, there is. It's, okay. And we'll talk about that in a second. We have also entered into an agreement with utilities that was long overdue that's helping us to manage parks watering in a way that we don't get really burned in one particular year where it's a drought year and the city all of a sudden is, you know, $3 million over on watering. We've got a system now that we've worked out with parks where it's balanced more and they help us out in a drought year. We help them out in a wet year and all that sort of thing. And the result of that is that we're now getting our parks adequately watered. We weren't doing that for several years. It wasn't good for the tree canopy, and it wasn't good for the grass itself. But
right.
We're now able to do that. But that's not cheap. The budget has a 1.45 increase for a park watering.
Okay.
Another issue it's got, of course, is a lot of issues surrounding ADA compliance. And there's $1.4 million for continued funding for the city's compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. A lot of that is capital in city buildings and things like that.
Okay.
We've got $500,000 of general fund going to support construction and operations of those that are of those nonprofits that are helping us out with shelter beds. And let me explain that, Renee. The city's not in the shelter business. We're not in the housing business. But, of course, we understand that it's a significant problem. And one of the things we have a serious desire, because we know this is what our citizens want to enforce no camping bans.
Right.
Our citizens don't want folks camping in the parks. They don't want them on our trails and things like that. Well, we're legally required to close down these camps, we have to be able to offer them a shelter bed.
Right.
And so it's in our interest to have enough shelter beds put forth by the nonprofits, because the city doesn't run shelters, to make sure that there's enough shelter beds available. And we're there now. We've got 670 shelter beds, but we've helped out particularly Rescue Mission and Salvation Army in being able to accomplish that. That's what that $500,000 is.
Now, Mayor, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back really quick, and we'll finish talking about the budget. And we have a lot more to talk about this
morning. We sure do.
Okay, so we'll have more with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And Mayor, before we had to go to break, we were talking about the budget, and we still have a couple things to highlight from the budget. And as you said, funding for the support shelter beds operations, about $500,000 of the proposed budget for next year. Have to have the beds in order for the no camping ban.
That's exactly right. And I think the citizens appreciate that we're not in the housing business, we're not in the shelter business. But it's very much in the city's interest to make sure that these folks have the amount of money they need to operate, because it's allows us to make for a much better environment in Colorado Springs.
Right. Okay, let's turn to some other budget stuff. Now, Mountain Metro, it's growing, isn't it?
Metro Transit.
Well, it
is, and we're,
quickly,
I'm pleased,
right? It has to.
I'm pleased that we're getting some steady growth in ridership. I have to warn you here, I'd love to be able to tell you this $300,000 budget increase involves more frequency or more routes. It doesn't. It's
okay.
Simply
maintenance.
Inflation and contractual. We actually hire a company that runs a Mountain Metro for us, runs the bus system. And, you know, when the contract comes up and you renew the contract and there's inflationary factors in it, basically this is the inflationary adjustments in the contract. But we have, over the last several years, both expanded routes and frequency. And the good news is we're starting to see more riders.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, also on the budget this year, for next year, Mayor, is... we've talked about this, the core infrastructure for technology, keeping up with everything, right?
Yeah, the city, understandably, that was a place that took a big hit in the recession also. And it's been a long slog getting back to where we need to be. But I feel really good about the progress we've made. And we've got $1.3 million in the budget to continue moving forward in cybersecurity improvements. If you pay attention, cities are very much the targets of cybersecurity attacks. Several cities have paid ransoms, all that kind of stuff. We want to make sure we're on the cutting edge in terms of cybersecurity. But the bottom line is, Renee, the vast majority of the budget growth will be in police, fire, and paying for police and fire.
Yeah, keeping them up to the salary range.
That's exactly right. I said the best way we can retain police and firefighters is to make sure they're at market.
Right.
And we've worked hard over the last 4 years to get them to market, and that meant another 3% this year to keep them at market, mm-hmm. and I'm dedicated to doing that. You know, we got enough issues to deal with, particularly in terms of police, that it's become such a difficult job that it's not easy to recruit for. But we want to make sure that compensation is an issue, that we're losing people when we shouldn't.
Absolutely. And really quick, before we have to take a news break, I want to point out they can go see the full budget, correct? The full proposed budget online.
Absolutely. In fact, we have a budget tool, Open a Budget, that if you're a budget geek, you can literally go online, and if you want to follow it all the way down, you can find every check written by the city of Colorado Springs.
Wow.
It's a totally transparent budget. And I think most people are only want to go deep enough to see the pie charts and see how much goes to police, how much goes to fire, how much goes to roads, how much goes to bridges and transportation and parks and things like that.
But is that available all online?
Absolutely, it's available online.
There it is. Okay, ColoradoSprings.gov/budget.
Yes.
Okay, we heard Jamie over there.
ColoradoSprings.gov/budget.
Budget. There we go.
I knew there's a reason we had Jamie here.
Jamie's always here. She's got to keep us on track.
That's exactly
right. Mayor, we need to take a quick news break. When we come back, we're going to talk about November ballot issues and a lot more with Mayor John Southers on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And Mayor, what, a month? Less than a month. Month? Yeah. No, what's today? The 8th. I'm getting my dates right. It's November time. Election time.
Elections are coming up. And there are two local ballot issues that I hope our city voters will give careful consideration to. Renee, when I became mayor in 2015, our roads were terrible. 60% of them were in bad condition on an objective scale. We did an analysis, traffic engineering, and really decided we needed 10 years of significantly enhanced spending to get us back in the ballgame. We made a decision at the time to ask the voters to step up for 5 years.
Right.
And we did it hoping we could convince them that this was well worth the effort and we could renew it for 5 years. Well, we're now there. We have, by the end of the first part of 2C, we will have improved 1,000 miles of city roads. And we need to keep up the momentum. 90% of the improvements we've done so far are arterials, only 10% are residential.
Right.
A lot of our residential neighborhoods need a lot of work. And so we would like to renew 2C. The council voted unanimously to refer a renewal of 2C for another 5 years to the ballot. Because of the improving economy, we're able to reduce the sales tax from 0.62 to 0.57 and still generate about the same amount of money, about $56, $57 million a year. We started out at $50 million a year, but with the growth of the economy, we're now, even with this increased tax rate, we can raise that. It's really important. We need to keep up the momentum. I can't speak for all our citizens, but from my perspective as mayor, I think 2C has exemplified the progress we've made at a city. My notion was that I tried to convince our citizens was if we invest in critical public infrastructure,
right,
roads and stormwater, that will catch the attention of a private investment. And that's exactly what's happened. We have massive amounts of private investment taking place in Colorado Springs.
More companies and more.
And we're going to announce some unbelievable things, I think, in the next couple of months. One of the reasons they're here and why they're attracted, why they're creating these really good new jobs, is because of the investment of Colorado Springs in critical public infrastructure. So I really think we need to keep up the momentum. I hope we've earned the trust of the voters on 2C. It's on time. It's on budget. We're doing what we wanted to accomplish. And that will be, once again, interestingly enough, issue 2C.
Yeah.
We're renewing 2C with issue 2C on the ballot, and we hope for that support.
Right.
The other ballot issue, which kind of plays off something we talked about earlier.
Yes.
And that is we have a capital backlog in parks, which is tens of millions of dollars. I think it's probably approaching $100 million. By that, I mean courts we can't use, worn-out playgrounds that really ought to be artificial turf, things like that. And because of the good economic times, we took in $7 million in revenue last year over the Tabor cap. That, by law, we will refund to citizens at the end. The refund would be $30 per household, not per person.
Per household.
And it's gone through your utility bill. But what we're asking the voters, and this once again was pretty close to unanimous, I believe, if not unanimous by the council, it wasn't unanimous, but it was close to, is allow us to retain that $7 million. Mm-hmm. We're invested in capital improvements to our parks. About half of that would be in our Palmer Legacy Parks. These are our oldest parks that General Palmer himself donated to Colorado Springs. Monument Valley. This is a park with an incredible amount of potential, especially with the growth in downtown residents.
Yeah.
We've got people flocking to play. I mean, thousands of people flocking to play pickleball.
Pickleball! And they haven't played yet. Have you?
Yes, I've taken it up. And they love to play at night. And
right.
We love to put some lights in. We like to fill those ponds again and restore Monument Valley Park to the luster that General Palmer had in mind. Also, Palmer Park needs work. Our city, Alamo, Acacia, and Antlers have been the subject of a city master plan, and we can improve them, make it a place where people want to be and fewer homeless want to be. And then we need to put artificial turf in busy, busy parks like Cottonwood Creek. We need to do some work at Leon Young. If you've been to look at the courts in Boulder and Thorndale, I mean, they're basically been unusable for a couple of decades, and we need to fix those. People in Colorado Springs appreciate their parks, and I hope they'll think that this is a really good investment. We've got kind of a sesquicentennial theme.
Yeah,
because this work would be completed by 2021, the 150th anniversary of Colorado Springs. And there's no general fund money that's going to do this.
Right.
It's just not there. So if it's going to get done, it's going to be done. And you know, I believe in Tabor asking the voters to retain it. But I think the explanation I'd give is we're no different than a family or a business.
Right.
You invest in the good times.
Right.
And you prepare for the bad times.
Well, like you said, Mayor, in investing in the infrastructure and everything, it is attracting the new business.
Absolutely.
And the new investment in the new.
We have a wonderful park system.
Right.
And if I was to say what our major weakness in, we've acquired a lot of park space. We got to develop some of the stuff we've acquired, and that takes a lot of money. But our biggest problem is maintenance of what we have.
Right. Okay, Mayor, I want to take a break now. And when we come back, we need to talk about downtown Colorado Springs. Also, can you believe it? The NHL Stadium Series coming to Colorado Springs.
It is pretty exciting.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that and a big announcement about that that's coming up. We'll have more with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers. This is very exciting. I think, is this the first time, Mayor, this NHL Stadium Series has ever come here?
To Colorado Springs, for sure. I think they played a game in Denver several years ago. But this Thursday, I'm going to attend a press event at the Air Force Academy to announce the tickets are going on sale for the NHL Stadium Series game being held right here in Olympic City, USA. And this is a game between the Colorado Avalanche and the LA Kings, which I kind of love, if you know a little bit about the details. Colorado's own Phil Anschutz owns the LA Kings. And it's going to take place at Falcon Stadium on Saturday, February 15th, beginning at 6 p.m. And this is one of those kind of those fun deals. If you ever watch these on television, the colder the better.
The colder the better,
yeah. And the folks show up, and it's an outdoor. And I can't imagine anything more fun than an NHL game with 40,000 people freezing to death.
Watching a fantastic hockey game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the Avs are good, let's face it. The last part of last year, they really held their own, and I think they're starting out well. And I think this is going to be a really fun game.
Now, again, the announcement is the end of the week, right? And then tickets go on sale at the end of the week. Is that right?
Yeah,
as well?
I think
because that's going to sell out super fast.
I think it will, and we'll announce at that press event on Thursday when tickets will go on sale, how they can be acquired. But mark your calendars. The game is Saturday, February 15th, 6 p.m. at Falcon Stadium, and it will be NHL coming to Colorado Springs.
It's incredible
for one of these outdoor, which has really caught fire. I mean,
it's huge. Yeah,
there was a game at my alma mater, Notre Dame, this year that sold out 80,000 people. They're selling out really big stadiums, and it's just a lot of fun.
Right. Which is incredible. Okay, so big announcement Thursday. Okay, Mayor, so we've been talking about it before. Kind of a great place to wrap up this morning is we've been talking about development in the city, and we know a lot of stuff is going on at the airport that we can't talk about.
Yeah, some of it we can't talk about.
We can't talk about, but we can talk about downtown Colorado Springs. I mean, you want to talk about turnaround.
Colorado Springs downtown, I think, is just doing remarkably well. Think about it. Almost $900 million in constructions either underway or been announced over a five-year period from 2013 to 2018. And you can see it. You know, you not only have the museum and Hall of Fame that's going to open next April, you can see a new hotel construction down there. We opened 250 new residential units last year. That's the single year greatest output, and you can see that's going to continue because you got other complexes underway. We've added 15 new food and beverage options in downtown Colorado Springs last year alone.
Just last year.
Yeah, and you read in the paper, oh, somebody's going out of business, they're not doing well. But if you look real carefully, somebody's signing a lease about 2 days later and there's a new option going in. Mm-hmm. That's the marketplace, you know. Less successful businesses are replaced by more successful businesses, and that's what's taking place. And then, of course, we're going to see a new stadium, groundbreaking down there soon. On one end of town and on the other end of town, a new indoor arena.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about not only is CC Hockey going to play there, but it's very apparent we're seeing the kind of interest that we needed to see from the Olympic governing bodies for of that new arena. That's part of the deal for getting some of that state to tax increment financing
under
the Regional Tourism Act, that they would enter into agreements with the national governing bodies. And once again, not able to make some announcements today, but there's some things happening that this is coming to fruition just as we hoped.
Wow. I mean, it's really incredible. And then all the apartment buildings or condominiums that are going up downtown, it really is, it's thriving and it's incredible to watch. Any other big things that we can maybe tease?
Happening,
guys. I know there's a lot we can't talk about.
There's airport news that I really hope to be able to talk about more in the next month. Let me just give you some economy numbers. We've got 14,400 job openings and 10,500 people looking for work, for a lot more jobs than we have people looking. The problem is whether they fit the job requirements.
Right.
And that's obviously workforce development is a big issue. Unemployment, 3.2. In a city that has a large population of military spouses, that's an incredible unemployment rate.
Right.
I mean, that's virtually full employment. We've got the median salary for posted jobs in El Paso County is $78,750, which reflects how many of them are in areas like software engineering, cybersecurity, registered nursing, things like that. And, gee, we just saw our June hotel occupancy numbers, and we outpaced Denver, 86.7% occupancy to Denver's 86.2.
Wow.
These are all signs that the city is really doing well.
Right. And really quick, too, I think it just popped into everybody's mail, didn't it? The census. Because we're going to have, if we can just touch on that really quick, because
yes,
this is a big focus for
I
us.
I met with the Census Bureau probably a year ago now, and we have formed our complete census committee, and I want to give a shout out to City Clerk Sarah Johnson. I put her in charge of it. She's put together a number of committees that are working very hard to turn people out for the census, make sure we do our job to get people properly counted in Colorado Springs. And let me tell you, I think it's going to be a very close call whether we're 500,000 people or not. If we exceed 500,000 people under federal guidelines now, that kicks in some additional federal funding. So, you know, it's important that everybody in Colorado Springs make sure they fill it out. And check
your mail, because I think they just hit mail, didn't they?
I don't think the census forums themselves
maybe
did,
just the, hey, probably, by the way.
That's exactly, it's coming.
Yeah. It's coming. Get ready. Well, Mayor, thank you so much. And we're looking forward to the big announcement for the NHL Stadium Series coming up at the end of the week. Oh, we need to talk about one more thing really quick. The sign.
That's right.
The new sign that's going up.
I-25 coming into Colorado Springs. The sign's staying pretty much the same structurally, but it's going to now say Colorado Springs Olympic City USA. Going to have a flame on the top of it. We're very excited about it. I want to make sure the public understands that's all been done with privately raised funds.
Right.
We're going to have a luncheon on Friday to kick that off. A lot of companies have contributed a lot of money to that effort. A lot of individuals have. And we're going to have kind of a catch this Olympic spirit luncheon. Bonnie Blair is there, Dick Fosbury, and Colorado Springs' own Peggy Fleming.
Yeah.
The sole gold medal winner in 1968.
Yeah, which is incredible. And by the way, Mrs. Southers and Doug Price from Visit Colorado Springs will be here on Monday to talk about that and all things Olympic City, USA.
So. She's the successful fundraiser in the family.
She does good work.
Yeah, she
does.
She
does great work. Mayor Southers, thank you so much. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, we are going to talk with from Sports Corp, Mike Moran, Sports Hall of Fame, Colorado Springs. We're going to talk about the class of 2019 and more. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.